Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We got a message from Karen in the... What a time to be a Karen. And the question she is asking, would you make your son give the money back if you knew he ripped a kid off on the bus? Oh, some of you are going to take either side on this one today.
I can feel it.
So she writes in and says, hi, guys. Long story short, my 11-year-old came home with $60 in his pocket on Friday. And apparently a kid a couple years younger than him really wanted a necklace slash chain that my son bought from Goodwill for $5. The kid saw it on the bus last Thursday and brought money for my son on Friday. My kid made quite the profit. I told him we might want to let the parents know because they probably don't want their kid wasting his money like that. In a weird sense, I'm not mad at my son turning a profit, but I am upset that he ripped that poor kid off,
yeah,
who probably doesn't understand the value of money. And I told him he needs to give that money back. And right now, he is extremely mad at me. Would any other parents have done the same? I could use some help on this one because I feel like I made the right decision and it was the right thing to do. But anyhow, please help. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. All right, then we got that message from Karen. 585-252-9800. Your son comes home with $60 in his pocket and he sold that $5 necklace he bought at Goodwill for $60. Yeah. Kid made a profit.
You gotta be proud of him for that. We have a young entrepreneur on our hands.
But it's the other kid that you kind of can't help but feel bad for.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You want your son to do the right thing, but tell us what you guys think. Have I turned a profit? Yes, of course I have. But wow. I didn't screw anyone over. I found a brand new record player in the box. You know some of the ones they sell at like Urban Outfitters or wherever. Yeah. This was a nice record player.
Okay.
Not opened. Sitting next to a dumpster. So I pick it up. I open it up. Brand new, still in the packaging. I'm like, oh my God. I check online what it's going for. $190. Perfect. I sold it for $250. Someone came and picked it up off Facebook Marketplace.
Amazing.
Made a profit. I didn't rip anyone off though.
As you should.
Right. You got it. Now I have to think back to a time of ripping someone else off. And the only time I can think of is all those years I sold that skin cream product.
Yeah, you made an entire career off ripping people off.
I mean, that stuff was pennies to produce and make, but we were selling it for thousands of dollars.
But that wasn't your choice. You had to make quota. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, as a child or a young adult, you try and come up with creative ways to make money. Because money seems so, I don't know, far away at age, however old he is.
I mean, this kid is, he's 11 years old. and the kid he sold it to on the bus was like 8 or 9.
11 years old, $60 at 11 years old is like hundreds of dollars.
Where's this kid getting $60 from? Where are they getting cash from?
Right. Uh-oh. It was probably like his lunch money for like the first 3 months of school. You know what I mean?
Right. He took it all. Terry says, tell him that someday he'll be in the same position as that kid. Someone else will have an advantage or more information or more experience, whatever. And hopefully the other person will do the right thing and not take advantage of him.
We talked about this when school started back up last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, about kids who, you know, start businesses in school, selling soda out of their backpack, selling protein bars.
You can't help but give these kids a nice pat on the back.
I mean, it's creative.
Good for you.
I'll give it to them. It is creative. This kid I used to know would sell sodas, candy bars in the halls. It was like that of a drug dealer. You know, it was always very on the low because you didn't want administration to find out.
Jim is here. What's up, Jim? Tell your son to give the money back. We had an older kid selling off really valuable Pokemon cards last year on the bus to first graders. Kid bought one card for $80. The younger kid's parents were not pleased, as it was clear the younger ones didn't know better than the fifth grader did. Card was worth at least $7 tops, not 80. Anthony says, can someone tell me where kids are coming up with this type of cash?
Right.
I'm 36 and I can't come up with $100.
Like, oh, God. Well, I have to teach you a thing or two.
Sorry, Anthony.
Sorry, bud. It's just very interesting. And, like, you can't like, reprimand your kid because they are kind of doing the right thing in the sense of going out there and making it happen. I mean, it's just that just goes down to work ethic.
Right. You want to make a profit, of course.
But also, at the same time, there is, like, a moral compass that comes with that that you have to keep into consideration because if your kid is just out there scamming everyone, he's going to end up like Dirty John. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants a Dirty John.
Mm-mm. No, no, no. Lindsay says, my sister had a student in her class last year who was giving away a bunch of money on the playground. Damn. He took it out of his grandmother's Bible. It was her rent money. God. That's really...
That's a tough one.
That's tough. I think it's definitely a teachable moment for sure.
Yeah, this person says, def give the money back. Let the parents know it happened. It's the fact that the kid's younger and doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't. He had $60. He took it from someone, his dad. Bree says $55 is a huge chunk of change, so I would have him give it back. If your kid wants to get into reselling or flipping items, he should source some and have a yard sale or something. But scamming a 9-year-old on the bus, it's just not it. LOL. Yeah.
Lulzies.
Essentially, that's what he did. So, Karen, this is an awesome teachable moment right now. If it was up to me, I would be making your son return the money or just give the kid like $50 back.
Yeah.
And I know a $10 profit isn't as good as $55, but I mean, you don't want your kid going around scamming people at such a young age.
They're not going to have any friends. You know, if people catch wind and figure out what they're doing exactly, it's going to be social suicide.
That's how Saul Goodman became a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Never met him.
You wouldn't understand. Okay. all right, guys. Thank you so much for all the messages. Karen, tell your son, give that money back. Be proud of him for what he accomplished in making $60. But, you know, the other kid had no idea what he's doing.
Not a singular clue.
And who knows where he even got that money from. I told you about the story. I went into my dad's jewelry box when I was in first grade.
You did.
I took the pinky ring he had, the 3-diamond pinky ring he wore on his wedding day. I took it, gave it to a girl in my class who I was in love with. Guys, I've never seen anything more beautiful. I gave her the ring on the playground. We were at the swing. And she's like, do you want anything for it? I was like, a hug. And we hugged. She got the ring. And a week later, my dad wants to know why the ring in his jewelry box was missing.
He goes, I've never seen anything more beautiful, and you've probably never seen anything more scary than your dad figuring out the fact that you literally were a klepto to his jewelry.
No, he took the belt out. So anyways, we had to call that girl's parents and get the ring back. But it was a whole thing. I didn't know, man. You know, I was just a hopeless romantic.
You were literally the original, where's my hug guy?
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.